Next patient is Crabtree. Crabtree is C-R-A-B-T-R-E-E. Crabtree Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. Morris Crabtree, M-O-R-R-I-S. M as in Mary. Crabtree, C-R-A-B-T-R-E. C as in cat, C-R-A-B-T-R-E. Date of consultation. Date of consultation 4/7/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Donald White. Date of birth is 8/30/37. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and pneumonia. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 84-year-old male patient who has a past history of COPD. Also has previously been known to have multiple pulmonary nodules. And was also treated for a right lower lung infiltrate period. The patient has shortness of breath with exertion and has an occasional cough, but denied chest pains, denied fevers or chills. The next line, the most recent chest CT done on 4/4/22 showed previously noted right hilar lymph nodes to be unchanged and resolution of the right lower lung infiltrate, and also old granulomatous changes were noted. Next paragraph. Next line. The patient had a previous PFT 4 years ago, which showed evidence of moderate to severe obstructive disease. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for colon cancer in 1998, status post resection, history of bladder cancer treated since 2019, and history for right knee replacement surgery. Also had a penile implant and was treated for pneumonia 5 months ago. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Competition wraps up allergies, no drug allergies were listed. Next, paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Family history, the father died of black lung disease. Mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph. Medication list included Wixela, 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff BID, nebulizer with albuterol, and Ativan solution, TID. And the patient is also on albuterol inhaler, two puffs PRN, sertraline 100 milligrams POBID, doxazosin 8 milligrams HS, gabapentin 300 milligrams HS, and atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Please add in the past history. Patient past history also includes history of allergic rhinitis, history of depression and chronic anemia, history of restless leg syndrome, and history for prostatic hypertrophy. And and a history for meniscus tear of the knee. Arthroscopy. Next paragraph. Arthroscopy of the knee and total right knee replacement. Next paragraph. Review of systems of patient denies weight loss, fatigue or fever. He has no glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency burning. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. He has no abdominal pains or black stools or diarrhea. He denies chest or jaw pain or arm pain. He has depression and he has easy bruising and enlarged glands and stiffness of the muscle. And denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white male is alert and in no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 142 by 80. Pulse is 96, respiration's 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 28, and saturation 96 on room air. HENT are non-sphalic pupils, reactive and equal. Throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Tongue is moist, neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, so on an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gastro megaly, the bowel sounds are active. The extremities, no edema, there's mild varicosities. There's no cap tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes 1 plus, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin was warm and dry. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with emphysema. Number two is bilateral tiny non-calcified pulmonary nodules. Probable old granulomatous disease. Number three is resolved pneumonia. Number four, history of colon cancer. Number five, history of bladder cancer. And number six is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan, the patient will use Wixela 250 by 51 puff twice a day. 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. It was advised to get a PFT with the bronchodilator studies, and also would need a follow-up CT chest in 6 months. The nebulized bronchodilators will be continued, including albuterol and ipratropium, NEBS, TID, and a follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 4 weeks. The patient was advised to lose weight and may qualify for a polysomnographic study. Thank you for this consultation, Ms. Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Dr. Donald White, MD. Thank you.